Hey everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio, making us a part of your day. In today's episode, I catch up with Tamara Krause. Tamara is a certified traditional naturopath in Parsons, Kansas. She has worked as a holistic health coach since 2016 and has recently completed her education at Trinity School of Health. She is currently in the process of launching her first brick and mortar practice in January of 2024, and she brings tremendous old world techniques to a modern world, including, but not limited to, nutritional kinesiology, RBTI, and biofeedback, so that she can assist her clients in getting to the root cause of chronic illness and disease. So, thank you as always for tuning in and making Total Wellness Radio a part of your day as we interview Tamara Krause. Hey, good day, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio. We're excited to have you make us a part of your day. Today, Tamara Krause with Inside Out Health and Wellness, Parsons, Kansas, is taking the time to be with us today. We thank you so much, Tamara. Thank you for joining us on Total Wellness Radio.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
We have a wonderful, amazing history, you and I. We have a great relationship. We've known each other for years now. And it's just been a wonderful journey. But, you know, this is the first time you and I have ever taken the time to really capture kind of your origin story and share with our listeners your background and experience and what big events are taking place in the real near future for you. And so by way of introduction, just take a few minutes and share with our listeners your background and where you're planning on going in the future.
No problem. So thank you for the opportunity to do this. I appreciate that. I kind of have an interesting sordid story, but I feel like we all get here the same way. We all have either experienced or know somebody who has experienced some sort of illness or discomfort or disease that has given us some sort of a shady story in the current health model that we have. And while I have a lot of respect for the work that can be done in those facilities, oftentimes we're not always at the brunt of a success story there. And so my story in that isn't much different. And mine actually started with my now middle daughter. And so she was born 10 pounds, 0.9 ounces. She was, wow. She was bigger. And I'm grateful. she was a product of the current medical model and unfortunately did not do well and didn't respond well to some of the therapeutic action that they believe all children need to encounter on a schedule that's outlined and ordained by the powers that be. And she was, by the time she was 4 months old, was still 10 pounds. She was labeled failure to thrive. Nobody had any answers. Nobody knew why. But boy, we were just gonna keep doing the well visits and keep doing the things that helped get us there though. And then out of sheer desperation, I didn't know what else to do. We lost health insurance. I couldn't keep going, couldn't keep doing the every other day weight checks to find out what could be, would be, should be working and what's not. And really just had to throw my hands up in the air and just go home and figure it out on my own. Probably one of the best things that could have ever happened to my family, to be perfectly honest, because also while I'm watching my child deteriorate in my arms, I'm also watching the same thing happen to my husband on a nearby couch. And I was absolutely at a loss. He was labeled as rheumatoid arthritis and was absolutely to the point where he could not get up off of the couch. And literally needed help to get up to go to the restroom. And as I'm doing this digging on how do I help my daughter, I'm finding the connections. They are all one and the same. Lack of nutrition, absence, of wellness in the body, right, in the presence of toxins that are creating the issue. And so, you know, the exact reasons why we know that our bodies can and do deteriorate are for those exact two reasons. And so I put both of them on this pattern of wellness, which also led me to my education. I first started with a health coaching certificate under Dr. Joshua Axe because he had the key to the gut health. And he was just launching this massive, you know, get all these health coaches out there to help cure this gut dysbiosis that we all suffer from, which was perfectly timed. And I don't have any doubt that our creator knew that. And it helped pull me out of some of that medical mentality and focus on what we could do in the home. And paired with chiropractic and other alternative practitioners that I hadn't believed in up to this point. I really was the very good medical model mommy for the longest time, and really got put on a completely different path. Absolutely everything that I was told was the worst things for her were exactly the things that she needed, which was chiropractic, you know, goat's milk for, and not cow's milk, not store-bought, not formula, not all those things, right? And to just stop collaborating with the wrong side and collaborate with a partnership of health. And so that's really what started all of it. I started my education there 6 years ago, was a health coach for the longest time. And truly by trade and nature of who I am, I encountered rogue cells in my own body and handled it much the same way. How do I fix me? And so went back to school. And so here we are. conquered that too, and ready to just take everything that I've learned and all of the experience and knowledge that I have, and ready to just give it back to my community. This education should not be kept from any of us. It should be free. This should be sovereign information.
Yeah. You know, I appreciate that you've touched on so many, you know, gems of information for listeners that I hope it perks their ears, right? That we live in a country and at a time where education and resources are plentiful, to be able to plug into the get the answers, and that taking responsibility, personal responsibility, for your health. And I love that you were the medical mom model. I you know, that's a great comment, because, you know, you and I see that a lot, and people just don't realize there's other things they can do that are beneficial, that make sense, the body will respond to. It's not just a deficiency of drugs that's causing the problem. And that's the only thing. We need to look outside of that. And I know that you have a very encouraging message for people to hear that.
Yes. Yes, I do. I hope so. I'm sure that this story was given to me for a purpose and a reason, so that it can be shared with others.
You yourself have an amazing restoration of health story that you kind of touched on. You mentioned rogue cells. Are you able to, or are you comfortable with kind of sharing with our listeners a little more detail of that journey for you personally, not just watching your child and husband and watching them restore, but your own journey as well?
Absolutely, because there's even another story even outside of that that's really important for moms to hear. And I think that message is that we as moms often get really busy in tending to our children and tending to our husbands, much like I glossed over it in my story, and we don't put the focus on us. And in that process of healing, I devoted a lot of time to making sure that my husband got well and stayed well. I devoted a lot of time to making sure that my daughter got well and stayed well, and then had another baby, and just did everything, now that I knew better, to make sure that she just stayed well and didn't introduce anything that would create that unwellness in her body that my family was already experiencing. But in the process, I lost sight of me and caring for me. And during that time, I'm making sure that everybody's eating the things that they need to eat and getting them to the places that they need to go to feed their body, soul, and spirit. And I'm wasting away in the background, and almost quite literally. My story, as far as my rogue cells go, is more than just a physical journey, although obviously having the physical component and depriving my body the nutrients that it needs while I'm serving my family and in a hurry. I also was not tending to my emotional wellness. and my mental health. And both of those are play an extremely important role in our overall health. So that's why a holistic approach is so important. But I have had years of unresolved trauma that I had not dealt with, and was the woman, the mom, that just stuffed it. You just stuff it because you've got to take care of everybody and everything else around you. There's no time for you, right? And if you think about that process of the physical stuffing, where are you stuffing it and where does it go? And for me, it presented as stomach cancer. It looked like small and large intestine and rectal cancer. And I'm very blessed to have been working with one of the members of your staff at the time there at your clinic. And we were able to grab hold of what was going on and make a quick turnaround as soon as we were able to figure it out. I had about a year where we were just not making any progress on my care. And through amazing quantum physics and amazing technology that has been given to us today, we were able to find through biofeedback that some frequencies were extremely off in my system. And so that really kind of gave us some clues about where to go and how deep to dive and what needed to be done. And so through that process, we uncovered the rogue cells in my gut and really dug into a lot of emotional healing, parasite healing. I did the Gerson therapy, which is a completely high alkaline, no meat, no grain diet. All right, not all no grain, but a largely no grain diet. And lots and lots and lots and lots of juicing. And lots and lots and lots of coffee enemas. But truly that process, along with some of the emotional work and some of the spiritual work that I had done as a result of all of that, quickly turned me around. I had clear scans again within 2 years. So, wow. And still scanned, still clear scans today.
Congratulations. That's a blessing.
Thank you. It is a huge blessing.
Yeah. You mentioned the word frequencies, and I love touching on this for people, because when I drink some aloe vera juice or water, or if someone drinks orange juice or Coca-Cola, right? Everything in nature, everything that's consumed, everything we hear, we see, we experience emotionally, and that we consume, physically, has a frequency. It has energy. Everything has energy, right? Carillion photography. This is common knowledge. This is common science. For you listeners that aren't familiar with this, look it up. You can type in Carillion photography with a K, and you can see some of the most amazing energy captured on photography that's on the planet. And our bodies respond to that. And if the frequency is right for us, we are vibrant and thrive and are healthy. And if the frequency is disruptive, then our bodies are designed by creation to adapt as best they can. But over time, the erosive nature takes place, and we develop what's referred to in the medical world as a dis-ease, right? Body's out of ease. And so I love that you use the word frequencies. I think that's something that people could explore a lot more, along with the quantum physics, and really understand that from an energetic standpoint, we are all connected. You know, the sun is part of our healing journey, the air, our foods, our words, the words we speak. Are carried on the breath of life, okay? And I'm not trying to get esoteric here for any of our listeners who might be a little more straight-laced. But when you think about this, you can put it into practical terms. When you think about this, that's really what we're dealing with, is frequencies and the right energies for the body. When you became a health coach, you've been doing it for 6 years. You've dove into other deeper education, obviously, over the years. Sarah, tell me right now, I know we got some exciting news we're going to share with the listeners coming up, and I don't want to, prematurely go there, but what is the most exciting thing and the most fulfilling thing that you have about working with other people in your current career?
Oh, goodness. Truly to be able to have the opportunity to give the gift that I worked so hard to obtain myself. I don't know how we got so far off track from the healing and the modalities and the way that we were created to live and be, but I do know. But to be able to give that back to to people who have had it unknowingly stripped from them. Mm. And to watch them embrace it and to succeed is, I have no words for it. It's miraculous. It really is. There is just something so incredibly powerful watching someone take advantage of shaping and forming their own health.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
What do you find to be the most challenging aspect?
The same thing. The journey that it takes some of us to get there, and that's true even for myself. The hardest part is breaking off all of those pieces that the thoughts of what we deserve versus what we need to do. Well, I deserve a cookie. It's fine. I had a tough day today. I could use an extra cup of coffee. It's fine. And all of those little compromises don't just become compromises. They become the lifestyle. And the lifestyle is what stands in the way between us and that freedom in our health and in our health routines and in our health journey. And so really for me, it's both the most rewarding and probably the most challenging thing that we encounter is helping people find what that new lifestyle is and breaking those pieces off.
Yeah. We talk a lot about, you know, blind spots and weaknesses, you know, and as we work with people, they have blind spots. They honestly just didn't know. They just didn't know that there was a way that they could take responsibility, take charge, learn, adapt, adjust habits. And then there's those weaknesses where, yeah, you touched on it. Yeah, I know. I had two more extra cups of coffee today, and then that becomes the lifestyle. Or I only drink sodas on weekends, but it used to be one, and now it's a six pack, and you know, and so these things are erosive, and it's helping people be willing to embrace that. And what makes them willing is ill health. I mean, let's be honest, right? I mean, the worse I feel, the more motivated I am to change. Okay, if I don't feel bad, if my health is not knocking on my door 24/7 saying, hey, I need help, I've got problems, headaches or insomnia or high blood pressure, whatever these symptoms are, grabbing people's attention, then they're not going to make the changes necessary. So it is that that balancing act, so to speak.
It's true.
When you work with your clients, you're coaching them, you're exposing them to these new habits, these new lifestyles. What is your focus? Is it a combination of education, products, and all, here's the services, or is it all about just, okay, take these products and you'll be fine? Kind of give our listeners a feel for your implementation of positioning these people to thrive.
Education is probably my driving force. I think everybody needs to be educated and know where to look in this day in information accessibility. It's all at our fingertips. It's all there, but we don't always necessarily know how to find the right information or what trusted sources look like. So that's probably where the crux of my practice really is going to be focused and stemmed on is education and then food first. And they are hand in hand in my mind. And I can't give you a step one, step two, but education and food first is my, if I can spell them in one word, they would be. Along with education, food is medicine. Medicine was here first. There's power in knowing that and being able to tap into that and knowing how it operates within our body from a chemical perspective is going to be the key to every answer to every question that could ever be brought to me or you for that matter. It is always from a food first and an education perspective every single time. Yep. So from that is an opportunity to invite in the education, invite in the opportunity to have a shift in perception. And we can have nutritional deficiencies, but we do not have a prescription drug deficiency. And so what are those nutritional deficiencies that we need to work with to help you obtain long-term health? We are a very malnourished community of people. We just are. And so that's truly the crux of what I stand on is education and food first.
When you deliver your education, food first combination, I love the way you worded that, to your clients, is this something that you do face-to-face? Is it virtual? What is your process for folks to kind of plug into that? And how do you deliver those to your clients?
I'm currently offering it on a virtual platform through Facebook, although with school having ended and my internship in time with you, kind of things have been on pause for a moment, but everything has been virtual to this point. But as part of some of my big news, face-to-face is coming.
Well, do tell. Let's expound on that. I love that. Yes, that's where I'm at.
Awesome. All right. So just in the last few months, we have had an amazing opportunity to purchase a building that we will be opening up the doors of mid-January, and look so forward to your help in coming out here to get that launched with a grand opening and some orientation classes and demonstrations and getting the word out into the community and support and getting all of that done so that I can start literally working hands-on finally with the people of my community instead of just virtual support, which is great. But there is a very narrow field for me to be able to work with people as far as that goes. I can do a lot of education. We can talk a lot about nutrition, but really to be able to get some hands-on practice with people, to be able to engage with them on a face-to-face level is going to be huge. Oh. Huge. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, we are so thrilled to be invited participants on that journey with you. I know we don't have the dates completely solid yet, but we got a real idea, like you said, mid-January to spend a lot of time out there, spend a weekend at least to kind of kick off some open house events and some, like you said, demonstrations and really focusing on the education piece to get that momentum going in Parson, Kansas. I'm thrilled to be a part of it. I'm honored that you invited me to be a part of it. I'm looking forward to being there and watching that thrive. And really, the biggest, the most exciting thing for me, and I and you'll expound on this from your perspective, the most exciting thing for me is to see the knowing in advance of the impact and the changes and the positioning that community and surrounding areas as it blossoms to thrive with their health for many absolutely. Of them for the first time in their lives.
Yeah,
what a blessing to be a part of.
Absolutely. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to see what the ripple effect is going to be in this community. I just can't. It's going to be amazing.
When we get ready to kind of wrap some of this up, I have a couple more questions. Just want to make sure we get them covered. You have mentioned, the gentleman that you went through your coaching program with. Who else would you like to give credit to for having that influence on you to really guide you in the journey that you've been on thus far?
Sure. I think it goes without saying, my creator, for sure, my relationship and being able to serve him. And the community of people that he chooses to bring my way, huge shout out to him. Obviously my husband for his support in doing all of that, my girls at home with me while I'm going to school and homeschooling them and building this dream and watching it all come through to fruition and sometimes not always so gracefully. So I a huge credit to them. But from a professional perspective, I'm grateful for Trinity School of Health for the education they gave me. I do highly recommend their education, their platform, and those pieces. There's a couple of people who brought me your way. So my friend Cindy Hopes, who introduced me to you long before I actually even ever engaged, gets a huge shout out as well, because she and I both ultimately ended up coming through that same path together. And then you and your staff, sir, I gotta tell you, I don't know that I would be as confident in doing what I am doing now with working with the clients. Even with as awesome as my education was, there was a piece that's missing that you fill. And your staff is just amazing. And having had the opportunity to come and work with you, you guys are absolutely just hands down a huge part of why I'm doing exactly what I'm doing. And I'm so grateful.
Well, we're grateful to be invited participants. You know, that's why I just feel it's an honor, you know, to be able to do this, to look back on my own journey starting 22 years ago now, doing my internship, going into practice, watching it start to crash, watching God's hand intervene and turn that around, okay?
Yeah.
And then have the opportunity to now not only have our clinic having the kind of impact that I had dreamed it could and would have, but then to be able to be a part of, asked to be a part of other people's journeys in what they're going to do and they're going to accomplish in their communities. You know, I get to live an amazing, super blessed life because of these experiences. And I thank you for the invitation to be on that journey with you.
I'm just so glad to be here.
So we got a grand opening coming up in January. We got lots of momentum. It's going to happen the first quarter of next year. Share with our listeners some of your, share with our listeners some of the goals that you have kicked around, some of the things you're going to be, how you're going to be impacting that community.
Sure. So there's a couple of ways. Nutritional kinesiology is something that I really resonate with. The hands-on approach to tapping into your body through the quantum physics and the frequencies and the resources that were given to us from above to be able to help you realize where your healing potential comes from and is rooted in.
Yep.
I also really resonated well with Rheem's theory of observation, and I use urine and saliva pH to really help narrow in where your digestive patterns are to help figure out where the slow is in your transition of healing, in addition to your absorption rate, the level of your malnourishment. I also will be having some foot baths and reflexology to help break out any crystals that may be forming up in the feet to help release and enhance your healing. Sauna that offers red light and chromotherapy. There's lots of colors in there, but red light's one of my personal favorites, as well as halotherapy, which is salt therapy. And ladies, if there's anybody here, gentlemen, in the Parsons area, I do have a couple of rooms that will be opening up for rent for some practitioners who may be looking to find a place to get some massage therapy going on, any other natural modes of healing as well. Woot woot. Being a wellness center.
You are a wellness center. I love that. The name makes all the sense in the world. It's Inside Out Health and Wellness. Yes.
Inside Out Health and Wellness. Yeah. All the way around from the inside out.
As we get ready to wrap up this, Tamara, first of all, thank you so much for taking the time to be interviewed on Total Wellness Radio. I greatly appreciate it. I know we're going to do this again in the future. So I just want to capture it, you know, on the recorded version so people know, hey, Tamara's going to be back. We're going to hear more from her. And as we wrap this up, what pearl of wisdom or mantra, what thing would you love to share with the listeners as we wrap up the interview today?
Oh, goodness, there are so many to choose from, but probably one of my personal favorites and one that really resonated with me that I picked up from you that I changed a little bit to help match my logo was that healing is a journey. It is not an event. And probably the most important thing that any of us can do is to first recognize that there may be other ways that we can work with our body to find healing, that healing is not just physical. It encompasses our whole self, body, soul, spirit, and that healing takes time. Mm. It took a long time for our bodies to get into the position of unwellness and dis-ease, and it's going to take some time to come out of it. We didn't get here overnight, and it will not happen overnight. So be patient with yourselves, be patient with your practitioners, be patient with your programs, and healing will come.
Yeah. Thank you so much for taking the time to be on Total Wellness Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me, Dan. Appreciate it.
For Tamara Krause in Inside Out Health and Wellness, Parson, Kansas, this is Dan Young signing off for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. As always, thank you so much for making us a part of your day. That's going to do it for this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Remember, if you are a practitioner in the healing arts and would like to have your own interview on Total Wellness Radio, please reach out to me, 307-631-5300. That's 307-631-5300. Send me a text message, your name and your modality, and let's get you scheduled to be on an upcoming episode of Total Wellness Radio.